exhibition happening at the moment at the Morpeth Gallery. They've got their World Wildlife Art Exhibition taking place, and they've got the world's best wildlife artist at there as well, so I've been told. To tell us a bit more, our old mate from the Morpeth Gallery joining us, Trevor Richards. Hello, Trevor. Very exciting. You've got the world's best there at the moment.
Yes, we do. Yes, Stephen Jessic from Queensland will be arriving at lunchtime today, and he'll be here for the next 2 days, Saturday and Sunday, and he's the world's best wildlife artist. He has won the best painting in the world 3 times out of the last 4 years. Well, and in the year he missed out, he was runner-up.
Oh, that's not bad. He got a silver medal that year as well. That's fair call.
That's right.
So we know a lot of time takes into putting together some master artworks, and I kind of remember being in primary school and I was drawing my stick figures and colouring in. I had the same problem myself. But how long does it take to put together a work of art?
Well, Stephen is incredibly slow because he does such detailed work, and that's why he continues to win these major international art awards. I mean, this most recent one, there was 26,000 entries from over 17,000 artists represented by 93 countries throughout the world. And there was some amazing artwork up against him. I mean, really quite incredible. But he managed to take it out with the red-tailed black cockatoo painting that he'd worked on for 6 months. And he'd put hundreds and hundreds of hours into that.
Trevor,
into that
I imagine when you got to back yourself though with 26,000 people and to entering their artworks in there as well. But he will be up there on the weekend. What are some of the artworks on display that we should be looking out for?
Yes, well, we've got we're lucky to have the only dedicated wildlife gallery in Australia. And we not only have Stephen Jessic, and he'll be painting at his easel, but we also have James Huff. And Jimmy took out number 3rd in the world. So he was 3rd best wildlife artist, beaten by an Englishman. And he has some wonderful artwork there as well. So each artist paints a little differently and sometimes different things. For example, we have Heidi Willis, who is a botanical artist, and she's one of the official artists for the Australian Geographic magazine. So because her botanical work is so accurate, Australian Geo use her work to illustrate fauna and flora in their art magazines. So different wildlife artists specialise in different areas. James Huff does mainly Australian birds. Natalie Jane Parker specialises in mainly Australian animals. So each of these artists works in different areas. Gary Fleming, for example, he works on mainly international animals. He's the official artist for all of the major zoos around the world. For example, Taronga Park Zoo use him. And there he goes into the cages, we'll do sketches and studies of animals, and then he'll sit outside, work on paintings, and then takes them back to the studio to finish. So each different artist is a specialist in their own field.
And it looks like it'll be a great weekend there, Trevor. We don't need to go to the zoo. We can just head to the gallery and we can get a good look with some of the world's best artists. Trevor, I better let you go and organise things. It will be a big weekend for you.
Thank you very much indeed.
As always, Trevor Richards from the Morpeth Gallery, the World Wildlife Art Exhibition. Should be a great show. 2NURFM, 9:45.